What's going on, good people? This is PR, and you're now listening to the good guys on Winner's Circle Media. Where the party at, fellas?
One, two, one, two. What's up, y'all? This is Mill.
Your girlfriend's favorite DJ, Steph Floss.
You're now tuned in to the good guys podcast about nothing.
What is this, episode six?
Nah.
Is it six?
Five.
You sure?
Five. Yeah,
all right, five or six. What's popping, y'all? So, what's today's day?
I don't know.
It's Monday. We at the crib chilling right now, getting ready for some Monday night football. Man, we had a pretty dope weekend. Actually, pretty dope few weeks since the last time we did our podcast, man. But before we get into all of that,
no Doritos.
No, yeah, there's no Doritos and no
soup.
No soup today. So.
Actually, I've been thinking about that soup since. That day, by the way. I might have to go over there and see if the chef's still there.
Yes, we got
to
holler at the chef. We got to holler at the chef. And no Doritos, no Suez. I'm about to say, and no OSU football on today. So y'all got our full undivided attention.
He don't even really watch football.
Who don't watch football?
I come over to this guy's house.
Oh, man.
Friends of Seinfeld all day.
Look, what I said.
All day long, man.
Like,
all
right, so look.
And it'll be on mute.
I watch one, like if I'm at home watching TV,
TBS.
I watch one channel and it's TBS. So I got my line.
A 50-year-old man.
I got my lineup, man. It's the Cleveland Show, then American Dad, then Family Guy. Oh, Kings of Queens is before that. And then it's a new show on there called New Girl that I actually like.
Then 107, and then the club.
Friends and Seinfeld. I mean, why are you mad at my show selection? Just because you like the Hip Hop Wives shows and all. Don't nobody get mad at you for watching the Hip Hop Wives and fighting and all of that.
I'm watching Ray Donovan. Ray Donovan was a great episode last night, by the way. For all my Ray Donovan.
What is Ray Donovan? I haven't seen
it. He's kind of like a Olivia Pope, he fixed things in on the Hollywood scene,
Speaking of Olivia Pope, that's the chick from Scandal, right?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of her. No. This is a segue into I was at the White House.
I threw a perfect
oop. Oh, that was amazing oop. Shout out to you. Amazing point guard. But man, I had my first last week I had was that Monday? No, last Tuesday actually was my first time ever in the White House, man. It was amazing. It's so funny, though, because we took Uber to the White House, and the first thing I hit Ashley with, I'm like, you know, we're on the way to the White House. I thought we were taking different trucks. And I hit Ashley with to send me the address. And she like, okay. Then she searched and sent me the address. And I'm like, hold on, man. This is actually one of the first addresses that we learned in school is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm like, I feel kind of...
Actually, I know 2300 Jackson Street.
2300 Jackson Street. We didn't learn that in school. But I feel kind of silly asking for the address to the White House, but it was amazing, man. So the reason I was invited to the White House, I actually went with my girl Karen Civil. She was speaking. She did a welcome and spoke at this great event. Our FLOTUS, Michelle Obama has this initiative, and the event was called Champions of Change. It was Champions of Change, and they were acknowledging and honoring 11, was it women? Yeah, it was 11 young ladies that were very prominent in their community and helping change their environments and community, you know, for positive reasons. It was amazing, man. It was dope. And it's crazy because, you know, even though we're men, we talk about this all the time. Like, man, it's so much stuff out here, you know, for young boys and, you know, trying to get young boys on the straight and narrow, man. But like these young girls, man, they're so easily influenced in such negative ways. And I say that not all of it's bad, but like through our social media and our Instagram, we glorify, you know, everything revolves around sex.
Well, yeah, I don't even think it's just for young women, it was just the youth.
Yeah, like, I mean, but...
You know what I'm saying?
Like, but, like, you look at girls on Instagram, and they're selling the tummy tuck tees and all of that, and it's just all flesh and body, all...
The waist training,
right. And you know, the young girls, they don't know no better, so in their mind, they're thinking a lot of followers equals revenue, you know, tons of revenue or popularity and all of that, and that's what they want. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so now it's just like, I want to be like this girl. And, you know, I'm not going to get all into that, but we be knowing these girls, man.
We be knowing these girls,
and they don't be like, you know, it don't be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Giving out these hugs, filling the bodysuit, too.
All right.
Yeah. I feel the bodysuit, baby.
Oh, man, you give a woman a hug and feel like you feel like you hugging the police. Baby, take that waist trainer off. Feel like you hugging the police, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. But, you know, I mean, you know, get your money how you get your money. But understand, too, you got kids watching you, especially young ladies that are watching you and easily influenced and stuff like that. But one of the things that they brought up, which I believe is, like, it's so important for young ladies to prosper in our community because everything revolves around the young ladies because guess what? Women give life. Women give life. And then women nurture, and then women take care of the young boys. You know, it's just everything revolves around women. So if the women aren't stable, then how can
the whole neighborhood, the family, the woman, the foundation is going to be off.
Man, and that's real. That's, you know, that's true. So that was the reason I was at the White House, man. It was a great event, man. Karen did an amazing job. I was able to meet an astronaut. I met an astronaut. And then we got a tour of the White House. I think we were taken into some places that we, you know.
Did you see the room?
No, yeah, I saw the room. I saw the situation room.
Whiskey.
No, that room, oh, man. Wasn't that like the Oval Office? The Lewinsky room. Ain't nothing like. But, yeah, so we got a tour of everything White House, man. You know, it was dope, man. We were, like, in some places. I'm not going to say exactly where we were at because I don't know.
Were they in there? Were they there?
No, no, they weren't. So, and not to be that guy, but, JD, huh?
You asked.
No, JD. JD, you know JD.
Yeah.
JD, he actually... He texted me. He seen that I was on my way to the White House. So he had said he had hit up the president and asked was he around because he wanted him to come, you know, say hi. And president told him that he was in Iowa at the time. Yeah, he was at Iowa. I don't know what he was doing. But he said that he would have definitely came and spoke. I was like, oh.
I don't know from Iowa was A.C. Earl.
A.C. Earl. But that would have been dope. But he sent his regards. So it's just crazy that we actually have, you know, somebody that can reach out to the president like that and try to look out. But big shout out to Karen and what she's doing in the community. And for she has a podcast.
Yeah, check her out.
Yeah, Keeping It Civil. Check out her podcast. But she's doing some great things for the community. And she's one of, you know, the people that I really look to. As far as, you know, helping out the community, especially with the girls, man, like she's one of those positive influences that our young ladies
need to look up to.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, Google her, see what all she does. Like, it's amazing.
It's amazing. So that's why I was at the White House. Oh, one more story about the White House. So they took us to a gift shop that you could only get this stuff in the White House.
What was in there?
I bought everything in the store. I got a notebook, a golf hat. I don't even golf. I got shot glass. I got a frame. I got a presidential umbrella in the front. I got a mouse pad. I don't even have a computer with a mouse. I got a robe. I got some mugs.
Those roses come from the White House?
No, those roses, they come from the White House. This man looking at the roses. All right, y'all. I keep fresh flowers in my house every week. I buy fresh flowers. So this week, it was roses. So I have a dozen red roses and a dozen purple roses over there. I mean, it's just, you know, liven up my feng shui. We ain't going to talk about that.
I had a cup from the White House.
We ain't going to talk about that.
Q House.
We ain't going to talk about that. All right, look, as we continue on, man, shout out to the White House. What else was going on, man? What else?
What else happened?
What a time to be alive.
To be alive.
To Be Alive.
I haven't even listened to it all yet.
I tell you, I took it to the lab. That's all I've been listening to. I had to put, before that, what I was listening to, so, was Rick Ross.
Me too.
That's it.
Ross and Travis.
Well, yeah, I went Rick Ross, all Rick Ross.
It just depends on how I felt that day.
Then I went all Travis. I've been listening. Then Bryson, you know, nice segue into a little later with his interview. But Bryson Tiller, I've been revisiting his stuff, and I just been having that on repeat. And, you know, for the past 2 days, what a time to be alive, man. I mean, it's crazy, man. They're like, today, it's been like not even 24 hours. It's like 500,000 in sales.
That's crazy.
The boy got it, man. That's Drake is
crazy.
Drake is like, and that's not to take away from Future. You know what I'm saying? Future's an amazing artist as well. But that boy Drake, man, he got the cheat code.
So look, I've been seeing a lot of comparisons. Watch the Throne, Good to Be Alive.
Watch the Throne was so good.
Nah, I'm coming up with, I'm saying this like, you know what I'm saying? I think that the time that these two are dropping this is kind of more important. They're kind of more important than Jay-Z and Kanye.
I see what you're saying.
As a point in their careers.
Well, I'll say...
Like, they're at their tip-top. Like, that'll say...
Well, it's just more kids. It's more kids.
Well, Jay-Z and Kanye are kind of different eras. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like...
They're around the same time.
Imagine if Jay... Like, Jay would have to be at his peak and Yeezy... We had to be at his peak. Like, this is what kind of just happened yesterday.
Yeah. Like, I see what you're saying.
Crazy.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. Yeah, it was like different. Those guys were peaking.
They didn't come in at the same time, so they couldn't, like, you know, so it would kind of have to be like Jay and Nas.
Right, yeah.
Dropping in 2001 or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
So yesterday was pretty historic. I mean, we haven't seen a situation where people all sat around and listened to radio like that. Like, it was really radio. It was Apple.
Right. No, you're right.
Apple Music.
That's
like
exactly
people,
how it was. Like, people 1950.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry. Like, yeah. I may go a little further.
Yeah, right, whatever. You know.
I'm sorry for all the people born in the 50s. No disrespect.
No disrespect, man. But look at Johnny. All right, I'm sorry. I told y'all I wasn't going to do that. But Johnny had a great game yesterday. But what a time to be alive, man, is great. And it's the flow on there is amazing. I mean, it's great, man. Future did a great job. Metro Boomin did a great job.
So what's your favorite song right now?
My favorite song right now, I'm a Drake fan. You know, that's our brother, but I'm a fan. Yeah, 30 for 30. Like, that's the Drake guy. When he gets to flowing, like, just rapping and he talking that, you know, it get to a point, and as silly as it sounds, I like when he get to talking about, when he get to bragging about food. Order the filet, tell him butterflies, you love it. You know, he had some seared scallops that were to die for. Little stuff like that.
What type of life he was living pre-vegan. Before he turned out.
Shout out.
He bigging up food lyric.
I'm a vegan now, but you know, it is what it is. So what's your favorite track on that?
I haven't really got to, I might be like on, was it Rings for the Rings?
Oh yeah, that's right. I got to bring the Cavs out to that.
Rings. But I,
Big
I,
Rings.
Yeah, I like the first track. When I heard the first track, I got excited.
Oh,
Digital Dash. That was crazy.
On the low though, I was listening to the album before everybody else was. We had an advanced copy at the Browns game yesterday. I tweeted the lyrics a few hours, you know, before, just to let everybody know when it dropped. They'd be like, oh, that's what he was talking about. You know, I mean, just a little soft flex, man.
But no, look, since we're talking about hip hop, and my group chat last week, you know, everybody was big on that One Gotta Go. But I guess, I don't know how old this was, but it was one topic that came up. One Gotta Go. This is tough. Bad Boy, Rockefeller, Death Row, Cash Money. One gotta go.
Who am I choosing? Gotta go?
If one gotta go.
If one gotta go, Rockefeller ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
What was the other one?
Bad boy
ain't going nowhere, and Cash Money ain't going. I'm sorry, I was a West Coast guy too as a
so
kid.
How you gonna, how you gonna,
no, but you
don't have to say what you meant to say.
You know, but if one gotta go, it gotta be Death Row. It hurts.
I'm gonna have to say, which it hurts also, but pause. Cash Money.
You can't let Cash Money but go.
Listen, you know, and this is how I'm going to defend this. The Chronic, Doggy Style, and forgot about All Eyes on Me. Like, those are, they're beyond hip-hop. Like, none of them other labels other than Ready to Die are on those levels.
What you mean? Reasonable Doubt.
That's not on the same level. It's the crime. It's not.
Are you serious? Are you crazy? They had to re-release it. That's how much of a level it was on.
It's not on Doggy Style.
You crazy. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's arguably the best hip-hop album of all time.
It's not on their level.
Are you crazy? You're insane, man. You're insane. Don't say nothing stupid on here.
I may go. It was written.
Oh, no, you're not. You ain't going to do it. Before Reasonable Doubt, it's timeless. You put on Reasonable Doubt right now, it sounds like it could be right now. Listen here, man.
I know that for a fact, but that Reasonable Doubt is not on the same level as the crime. Those change games of hip-hop.
Man, listen.
Those change hip-hop.
Listen, man.
No, the change
you
hip-hop.
You can't.
The Chronic, Doggy Style, change hip-hop. All Eyes on Me.
I can't believe you. It's on the West Coast, though. You got to automatically.
He's in New York.
No, but I'm saying.
California
is the biggest state. You know that. But I'm saying.
New York.
No, who? I'm talking about the West Coast.
But I'm talking Reasonable Doubt.
No.
That's what I said. Are you going to try to bring up that?
Artists on the West Coast automatically have an advantage because the love that they get on the West is so strong.
So nobody outside the West Coast brought the Chronic or Doggy.
I'm not saying that. Man, I can't believe you did this to Reasonable Doubt. So you said you'll get rid of Rockefeller?
No, I'm not saying that. I said Cash Money. But I'm saying Chronic, Doggy Style, and All Eyes
you
on
get
Me.
Rid of Cash Money? You can't get rid of Cash Money.
Listen, three albums.
I think it's all about
in hip hop history.
All right,
like I'm thinking like the biggest albums in hip hop history. I'm talking over the top, like those. That's three right there, and they all came from the same.
I gotta keep what's more influential in my life. And
Reasonable is your favorite album
of all time.
It's a classic.
This is the thing. Reasonable Doubt is my favorite hip hop album of all time. And then I was in my bag when Cash Money was dropping in high school. I was in my bag, man. White tees and Jabos, come on, man, bling bling.
But I'm thinking
2G Lack on
Dub. I'm thinking worldwide. Those are Trent, Chronic, Doggy Style, All Eyes on Me, and Life. Like I said,
if you ask it,
Ready to Die. Those are like trash. Those go beyond hip hop to me. Like
Reasonable I'm not Doubt thinking as well. About,
but I'm just saying, all those come. I named three from that one label that you're trying to kick out.
Ready to Die ain't on that label.
But I'm just saying, out of those, you know what I'm saying? I named three. Okay, you can say Reasonable Doubt. Out of the five, three of them is from the one label that you want to. 86.
I can't let Cash Money go, man.
I love Cash Money myself, but somebody got to go. I can't let y'all do Death Row.
I can't do Turk
Death
like that.
Death Row brought back the West Coast.
You gonna do Turk like that?
Man,
come on, man. You gonna do BG like that?
Turk don't want no pop with Lil Half Head.
Come on, man.
You heard what Lil Half Head did.
He put a lot.
What they say, Lil Half Head?
I didn't say this. You know, the kids listen. I can't do that. The kids is listening, man. But I can't believe you're gonna do Baby Gangster like that.
Somebody gotta go.
From the UPT? You gonna do 400 degrees like that?
Come
400
on.
Degrees. If I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call that?
We ain't even talking about Nate Dogg. Y'all gonna do you wanna take out Nate Dogg?
Come on, man.
I
can't believe you're gonna do Cash Money. Slim?
Somebody gotta go.
All that Slim to death for music. All that Beatrix to death for music.
Somebody gotta go.
I
love Cash Money, but that West Coast 93, 94, oh my goodness.
Well, y'all see what I said. So as we continue on, I can't believe this, man. Anything else we need to get off before we get to this interview?
What else we gonna talk about?
Oh, I gotta tell y'all this story. So I didn't tell you the story.
Oh yeah, right. That's it.
I didn't tell Mill the story. I told him I was gonna wait until we got on air. So I go to CVS today to buy a notebook and some tape. and some toothpaste.
What are you about to some raps? Raps?
What is this?
Record yourself?
What was that? What was that? I ain't never seen that. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all got to...
Message.
No, what happened? So jeez, I lost my train of thought. So I'm at the CVS. See, I'm getting
Clear everywhere, by the way.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. But that's my notebook right there, the orange. I got a nice new orange notebook.
Got a tape recorder.
And I know I bought some tape, masking tape, and some toothpaste. So that's
can you tell us what you about to do with the notebook and what you about to do with the masking tape?
Well, I don't have any tape in this house.
Who need tape?
I don't know.
Remote control?
I don't know. I like to keep everything that I might need one day, and I noticed earlier today I don't have any tape.
Why'd you notice you don't have tape? Why'd you need tape?
I just thought about it. I was like, do I got any tape in here?
So you just wake up and then I went.
Then I went to look and I ain't got no tape.
So I got tape.
Just know if y'all ever come to my spot, I'm gonna pretty much have anything y'all need. So I didn't have any tape, and I needed a new notebook because I like to write, like the notes in the phone is cool and all of that, but I like to write the memos down, like on paper. You know, it's just when you write stuff down on paper, it just seems like it's more. So I got my weekend coming up, so I wanted to make some notes and some things, and we got some parties and stuff, ideas I had. So I, you know. And I already had ink pens, so I didn't have to get ink pens. But anyway, I'm in the line about to pay for my stuff. It's a lady already in line, like checking out, and I'm right behind this lady. And then this older lady, like about 57, 58 years old, about 47, 48, about 47, 48. She just really walked in front of me and just posted in the line. It wasn't even ample space in between me and the other lady for her to do that. It wasn't like I was lagging behind. I had been standing there for 3 minutes. She just stood in front of me, and I'm looking like, and I got a little temper. I was about to say something, but it's been so crazy, you know, in these streets around here. I said, you know what? Don't even say nothing. And, you know, you don't know what's on people's minds. But then I started looking, and it was about 11:47 a.m. Then I started looking at her purchases, and I said, yeah, Steph, you might want to leave this lady alone. She had a tall can of Steel Reserve.
Yeah, she's about to bust your ass.
She had a tall can of Steel Reserve and a honey bun. I said, ain't nothing coming good from a lady, a woman, with a tall can of Steel Reserve and a honey bun at 11. You got like, what's wrong? What's up with your life if you eating a honey bun?
Question, where was the CVS located?
Downtown.
Interesting.
I mean, but you know, downtown is like the mecca of all people. Downtown Cleveland is like, you know, go to Tower City. You're going to see Cleveland. Think about it. So Steel Reserve. But I had to let...
Where's CVS at downtown?
Right here. On the corner.
Oh, okay.
I just pointed. He said, okay. By the way, I'm just pointing any direction right now. Yeah. But yeah. No, but... Oh, we got to say something about this, yo. And I guess we don't have to make it quick, but we got to get this off our chest. Man, if you're living in Cleveland, especially if you're listening to this right now, man, y'all got to stop with the nonsense, man.
Pass it around, too. Let somebody else listen to what we're about to say.
Yeah, please. And this goes for every city, man. There's been 4 kids that have been shot, 4 kids in 2 weeks in Cleveland. Stupid, man. Don't even make sense. That's stupid. You know, adults getting killed and all of that, man, for whatever reasons. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a fan of...
We're not gangsters, but we know the same.
Yeah.
No women, no kids.
Right, yeah. Like, what people, and it's crazy because people don't even live by... It's a different generation, though. Like, I'm not for anybody getting killed, stuff like that. But, like, it used to be women and kids were safe. Man, people are killing and shooting kids now, man. And not the police. Like us, we're doing this to each other, and it's stupid. Like, how can you even think that's gangster? It's nothing gangster, nothing cool about that. Nothing, you know what I'm saying? Please knock it off, man.
We gotta get it together. Well, I don't know what's going on. And like you said, it's just not Cleveland. It's young African-American generation that's younger than us. I don't know. Something got to be done, and I don't, you know. But we're gonna put our heads together over here. and try to come up
like with you got the one, like you got the one kid. What's his name? Slim.
Slim Jesus.
Man, you seen the interview? He got all of them guns in that video, and he talking about they was all props, but he did it because he liked to rap about guns, and it's cool.
And then
that's not cool because somebody gonna test you.
No, but like to somebody that's watching that may have seen the rap video
and not that interview. Like, they thinking like, all of them guns is real, yeah, and it's
cool. They doing. Let's go out here. Let me get the AR. Let me hold the chopper up. And
right, you know he on there talking about, man, I wouldn't shoot. I'm too smart for that. How you too smart for that? But you're advertising. What's the word I'm looking for? You're advertising this kind of lifestyle, and that's not even your lifestyle. Now somebody gonna get out there and might get shot behind something you doing that you think is cool. That's stupid, man. It's stupid. Understand, y'all got followers and all of that, and the influence that y'all may influence. That's the word I was looking for. Y'all might influence people to do nonsense, man. Use your influence properly. If you living however you living like that. That's, you know, that's on you. But you know, if you can
not living like that and telling people you're living like that, that's whack.
It's super whack. And you're not gangster. You're not cool. It's stupid. It's corny. It's whack. It's lame. It's all of the above.
So all my people out here with any type of influence, the good guys are challenging y'all to do something.
Do something.
Do something.
Go speak to the kids.
Go PSA. Go to a school. Cool, right. Have a sit down. I would make a song, something, shoot a video.
Whatever.
Something.
Do something. Because the city, definitely Cleveland needs it, but the world needs it too. The kid, no pun intended, but kids are our future. And if they getting killed, then what? Come on now. Don't be stupid. That's stupid. It's ridiculous. But on a better note, we got Bryson Tiller. So we're not going to even, we were thinking like, should we just go right into this interview? But we're not going to front. So Bryson Tiller was here last week. He was here on some promo, and we sat down with Bryson Tiller. Well, actually, I sat down with Bryson Tiller because somebody was drunk and hungover from the night before.
Keep it funky.
Somebody was drunk and hung. Was you not drunk and hungover?
I wasn't.
You wasn't drunk the night before.
No, I wasn't.
Good Thursday. You were hammered.
No, I wasn't.
All right. Well, whatever.
I actually didn't even have anything to drink.
Okay, nah.
I'm dead serious.
Y'all hear this, man?
Dead serious.
All right. Anyway.
You just don't read your text. I'll text you, and you say, oh.
I do read my text. No, you don't. I do read my text. So
that's why I wasn't there for the interview, because you don't read your text.
I actually read keywords in my text.
I sent them a text today. I said, let's shoot the show. I got an appointment. I'll be there. My appointment at 3:45. All he read was 3:45.
Like, I'm not even
that's a keyword.
That's a keyword. I said 3:45, so I'm like, all right, he must gonna be down here at 3:45. But anyway, so we and the former DJ Seth Floss sat down with Bryson Tiller, man. Before he got up out of here, he did some promo stuff. We had a party. He came and hosted the party. It was dope, man. I got a lot of insight on Bryson Tiller, man. And I believe he's going to be like that next big star, man. He has that Drake potential.
When you interview him, explain who he is?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
cool.
I said to the people, let them know who Bryson Tiller is.
Well, he's
do like a little background on him, on himself.
Well, he kind of did. I think he starts it off, but in case he doesn't, he Bryson Tiller's from Louisville, Kentucky. He's an artist. He's 20, I think he's like 22, 23. If you Google him, it's a lot of personal stuff about the kid that's very interesting, but I didn't want to get into that with our interview. But I think he lost family members early. You know, y'all Google that. I still don't want to get into that, but you know, he comes from a very humble place, humble beginnings, but he's a great artist. You'll see, I got familiar with him off of SoundCloud, but I tell y'all that during the interview. So we about to get into the interview. DJ Steph Floss, Mill, this is the Good Guys podcast about nothing. I think we'll just probably finish it off with the interview. So this will be the last time y'all hear me and Mill's voice together on here, so.
I wasn't drinking, man. You got to tell the people the truth. My dad listened to this.
All right, because your dad listened.
Every time he listens, it's something about.
All right, let's get it, Eric. Let's get it to the interview. Roll that beautiful beam footage. Yeah, it's your girlfriend's favorite DJ, Steph Floss. I'm here with the boy, Bryson Tiller. Bryson, what's popping, man?
What's going on?
And this is a little different for us too, man. You know, a lot of times, because like we tell y'all, we are geographically, you know, effed. We don't get a lot of people in Cleveland a lot, man. I got Bryson. We got Bryson right here with us. So, you know, as we continue on, man, Bryson Tiller, man, let the people know exactly who you are. Bryson Tiller, who is he?
Bryson Tiller. I'm a rapper, singer-rapper, whatever you want to call it. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm 22 years old. I've been doing music since I was 15. And I got a project coming out October 2nd called Trap Soul.
Now, we're going to get into that Trap Soul in a minute. But speaking of Louisville, you know, you were here yesterday. We talked about some things on Radio Z107.9. But, man, can you let the people know about the music scene in Louisville? Man, how is the music scene in Louisville?
Man, it's not like a, I wouldn't say local support, but I don't know. A lot of artists don't really make it out of Louisville. But, you know, a lot of rappers, though, and it's not really a huge R&B scene in Louisville.
So that's actually, I'm glad you asked that, because I was going to ask you, you know, I mean, with you bubbling and the success that you have going on right now, what has helped you make it out of Louisville? Like, what makes you stand apart from the rest?
To be honest, actually, you know, when I first started and I dropped a mixtape in 2011 called Killer Instinct, everybody thought it was different from what they've heard out of Louisville. So that's what make, I feel like I'm just a standout artist in Louisville. And I don't know, when I took my hiatus and I came back from my hiatus, I dropped Don't and Break Bread, and did my internet, it just went crazy on the internet.
How long was the hiatus?
2 years, almost. Almost 2 years.
Do you think that was influential in your success that you have going on right now? Do you think, like, everything would be moving like it was if you wouldn't have took the hiatus? So was it smart to take the hiatus?
I think the hiatus was super necessary, because I had time to just think what I wanted to do, you know what I mean, and just give everything this thought. And I knew that if I was going to do it again, that I was going to do it for real, and I wasn't going to put out no bullshit. Can I say bullshit?
Yeah, you can cut. I don't cuss on the podcast, but oh, okay.
All right, cool. Well, I wasn't going to put out no whack music, man.
Yeah, but all right, so look, let me ask you this now. You're kind of like a situation, in a situation that we're from, man, being Cleveland. Cleveland, you know, it's a big town, but it's a small town, as well as Louisville now, that you have this success going on and you got a project coming out of things. Do you see yourself, like, in public or when you're out? Like, do you see yourself moving differently than you would before, when before people started, you know, knowing you? Like, do you get recognized crazy out? And as a result, do you have to, like, move differently? Like, I got to leave my hotel at a certain time. I can't tweet my location and stuff like that, all like that? Or are you pretty much the same?
I definitely can't really, like, tweet my location and stuff like that, because I remember I was at, in Louisville on the bridge, and I posted, it was like a walking bridge, and I like posted Snapchat like, oh yeah, with my homie. And saying, you know, this guy came up to us and was like, yo, I drove like 30 minutes to come over here and say what's up. And you know what I mean? So as far as being out and being recognized in public, not that much. But when I'm in the mall, because that's where a lot of the kids and stuff go, that are familiar with my music, so yeah, they always recognize me. But eventually, like you said, was it you that said it yesterday? I'll be shutting down my own.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to happen. I can already see it happening. So, a question that I wanted to ask you, Amir, to this date, what has been the dopest experience on this journey that you have since the hiatus?
The dopest experience, I got to say, when Drake texted me and said, yo, come out to the club. And this was after I signed the RCA. And he hit me up and said, yo, come to the club. And I went to the club, got me in. We were just sitting there partying and standing on couches. That was the dopest.
Now, you rock with Drake, right? I mean, I've been seeing some things that you said, you know, like, that's, I mean, that's some, a guy that you, you know, is influential in your music. You rock with his music. And why is that?
Man, he's just my idol, man. I just like his whole persona, you know what I mean? And he's just a great dude, you know what I mean? And I don't know, he just... I've always just looked up to him because my big brother wasn't really around, I say, so for whatever reason. So I just looked up to him like a big brother, you know what I mean? He was just a person that, I don't know, he's just an excellent role model.
No, it is. And I can't front, I ain't going to lie, I don't want to put you on the spot like this, but, you know, last night when I played 10 bands in the club, I seen you going crazy.
I was going all the way crazy.
So, look, let me tell you about this. So, I actually spoke with you about it yesterday. So, one of the ways I got hip to you was through my girl, Jewel. She was at Trelectro. Big shout-out to Modi. Today is actually his birthday, man. So, happy birthday, Modi. But Trelectro out in D.C., Jewel's put me on to you last year. And then I was out in L.A. For Nike and a BET Hip-Hop. What was it? BET? BET Awards this past summer or something like that. And my guy Jerome kept playing your joints, and he was like, just kept playing. I didn't know, I wasn't familiar with it. And I was telling somebody, I'm like, Jerome put me on to this guy, man. We've been riding around listening to it. And they're like, man, well, Jerome was like the king of SoundCloud music, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, I'm not familiar. But I looked it up, and I was like, oh, man, it's the same guy, from True Electro. And Jerome, big shout out to Jerome. He's from Columbus, but he lives out in L.A. And as we spoke yesterday, you have a hell of a fan base out in LA. Like, why LA out of all the places? Why do you think LA?
To this day, I still don't even know why LA. I thought that, I don't know, maybe Louisville would be supporting me the most because it's so different. But UK, I figure H-Town was the, they like them song Don't right. so much because, I shouted out H-Town on the end. Well, I didn't shout it out. Actually, it was my homie, King Boyd. Nobody really knows that. But, my boy King Boy, we combined songs. Like, he did the same beat as me. Like, he did the same exact thing I did. Went to SoundClick, got a beat, and then I was like, "Yo, you did this beat too?" He was like, "Yeah." So we just combined them together. Just made a full song. So, anyways, yeah.
Without even knowing, like, y'all both did it without knowing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even know. But yeah, man, I don't know why LA like my music so much.
And then the UK, but have you been out there yet?
I haven't, but I'm going out there before the year's over.
I mean, I'm kind of like a promoter too, man. So I could, book. We can make some money on the side out in the UK.
Talking Lord John.
Lord John, what's poppin'? So let everybody know what's good with Trap Soul.
Yeah, October 2nd, man. 14 tracks. Man.
Is it done?
It's done. 100%
done. 100% done. Now, my girl E, she was actually asking me, she said, what does Trap Soul mean? She was like, I want you to ask him, what does the word Trap Soul mean?
Right. Let me put this out there, too. I didn't make up the term, but a fan actually commented on one of my songs a while ago called Let Him Know and was like, oh, this is the Trap Soul movement. And I thought they made it up, to be honest. And I was like, oh, I'm going to make a project that sounds like that. You know what I mean? Right. And my music already sounded like that, so I was just like, it makes sense for me to do it. But Trap Soul is basically trap or hip-hop influenced R&B. You know what I mean? The perfect marriage between hip-hop and R&B. I've been rapping and singing for a while now. My first love is R&B, but I rap a lot as well. And I learned that, I think, from The Dream. He's big on the singing and rapping. And T-Pain, rapper turned singer,
Can you dance like T-Pain, though?
I cannot dance.
Speaking of that, I did see you last night in the club. Now, speaking of The Dream and speaking of T-Pain, now, this is a question I like to ask artists, man, just to see, exactly what y'all listen to. I used to say iPod, but nobody really rocks with iPods anymore. What's in your iTunes right now? If you hook up your aux cord to the whip, like, what are you listening to right now?
Man, honestly, what I've been listening to a lot, I got this playlist called Palm Trees and Bad Bitches.
Hey,
and
I might need you to send me.
Nah, for sure. And I got just nothing but like 90s, Mariah Carey, Jay-Z, Big Papa, Mace, and stuff like that. The stuff you can just cruise in Miami to, That just got that summertime vibe. Snoop Dogg, Beautiful, Pharrell, Change Clothes, all that stuff.
Man, Palm Trees and Bat. Well, y'all heard what he said. Palm Trees and Bat. So let's talk about Travis Scott. So once again, my girl Jules, she hit me up yesterday and told me to tell you did a great job, and I didn't even know what she was talking about. But you recently opened up two shows for Travis Scott in L.A.? How was that?
Three shows,
I'm sorry.
It was awesome, man. Santa Ana, we started in Santa Ana, did a early show and a night show, and both crowds showed a lot of love. I was super surprised. I was nervous, but, man, it was fun.
Now, where did this relationship with Travis come from? Because, that's the homie. Shout out to OG Chase B as well, but, like, where did y'all relationship come from?
Hey, man, he just been rock. Shout out to Chase B. I guess Chase B had been playing him some music, and, Travis started to rock with it, and then both of them just started to just play it at the shows, wherever they went. And was just showing me mad love. So he was just like, yo, he want me to open for him. So I was just like, all right, for sure.
Now, you got the Trap Soul movement, man. You got the sexy songs. Like, Travis, I don't know if y'all have been to a Travis Scott show. It may be one of the most intense shows I've ever seen. Like, how was that? Like, was the crowd rocking with you even though, they be so turned up?
It was like sweet and sour, Me and, even my music was kind of turned too,
Right.
People still, turn up to my music a little bit. But, Travis's show is super crazy. But that crowd was still showing me love.
So, I made a lot of fans that night too.
That's always good, man. That's amazing. So big shout out to Trap. So October 2nd. This is the Good Guys Podcast About Nothing. Bryson Tiller. Now, before we get about it, we got this thing I call Rapid Fire. Now, you can't think about it. I'm going to ask you this or that. It's actually called this or that. Ask you this or that, and you just got to pick one or the other. You know, no thinking about it. The first thing that comes to mind. So hold on. All right, so you're from Kentucky. Kentucky Wildcats or Louisville Cardinals?
Ah, oh, man. That's crazy. Let me be 100% honest with you. I don't watch sports. I'm not big on sports, but so I support both. You know all what right. I mean? I got a lot of homies that come from those teams, so.
All right. Here you go. All right, well, I guess that's a good answer, politically correct. All right, Usher Confessions or R. Kelly 12 Play?
Dang. I'm gonna have to go with Confessions, to be honest with you. But 12 Play was my joint, man. I listened to that when I was super young, so.
You might not have should have been listening to that,
right? Right, exactly. That definitely changed my music.
All right, Jordan 1s or Yeezy Boosts?
I never had no Jordan 1s, so I'm gonna say Yeezy Boosts.
Yeah, I've been seeing you rocking the Yeezy Boosts. That's what I had to ask you now. I mean, you out in LA now, right? You stay out there in LA?
Yeah.
All right, so you spend a lot of time out there. I'm gonna ask you a question now. You know, I don't know the relationship. I don't even know if you know these ladies, but I need one or the other. Okay. Jhené Aiko or Kehlani?
I'm going to say Jhené Aiko because Kehlani's my homie, and it's also my Party Next Door's girl.
Good ass.
Party Next Door is dope, too, as a homie.
Big shout-out to Party. Big shout-out to Party. All right, well, you say you don't really rock sports, but, I mean, you got to know these guys. So, LeBron and Kobe, I got to ask you that. Remember what city we in?
Oh, my bad. I just zoned out thinking about that last question.
LeBron.
What?
Nah. Jhené, come on, Jhené. We can make it happen. It's Bryson. LeBron or Kobe?
Oh, LeBron or Kobe? My best friend just told me to say Kobe, but I'm going to say LeBron because I kind of look like LeBron. Tell me I look like LeBron.
You over there hanging, man. You all the way over there hanging. All right. Power or Empire?
I don't watch either. I don't watch TV.
You know what? I'm going to keep it funky with you. I ask that question because everybody else be watching. I haven't watched Empire at all. And I just watched the last 5 episodes of Power. I rock with Power, though.
I really try to get into, like, series and stuff, but I never can. Like, I just watch cartoons.
Right. What cartoon are you probably rocking with right now?
Man, There's a show called Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I should be here.
That show is genius.
All right, well, it was something else we wanted to. It was, Eve, you right here. It was something else we wanted to ask Bryson, wasn't it? Or is that it?
Yeah. What's up? Pizza Hut.
Hold on. Pizza Hut or Papa John's?
Pizza Hut or Papa John's? I'm going to say Papa John's just because.
Yeah, we know your story.
Yeah. Man, Pizza Hut got them breadsticks on deck, though, man.
Well, Papa John's. All right, so the reason we're asking on Pizza Hut or Papa John's because you used to work at Papa John's, right?
I did.
In Louisville.
And it was, like, illegal in Papa John's to, like, talk about any other, like, Domino's, anything.
You couldn't even mention it.
Yeah, you get fired.
Now, I wanted to ask you that question because I got a Papa John's story. I don't even know if I rock with the real Papa John. I met Papa John in Cleveland. He was at a Browns game.
Word?
Like, last year he was at a Browns game. He had a Papa John's varsity coat on. He was walking around. He had on his makeup on it. He had a video camera following him around like he was a superstar. So I seen him. And then, you know, I spoke to him, put my hand out, shook his head. I'm like, oh, Papa John was popping. You know, he spoke, and we talked for a little bit. Somebody, you know, told him where I was. Then he reached in his pocket to give me a discount card. I mean, like, to give me a card or something. So I'm thinking, like, maybe this is about to be, like, free Papa John's for a year. Man, Papa John gave me a $5 off discount. Come on,
like,
man.
Papa John.
Come on, man. Like, you Papa John. Like, these are the discount cards that teachers had to get a student. You supposed to be walking around with unlimited free pizza. Like, you know what I'm
saying? One thing I loved about working at Papa John's is that I got half off. Like, just completely half off at Papa John's. I don't know why I thought that was so cool, but yeah.
That's a great date night.
Papa John's pizza for Little Caesar's prices is amazing.
that'll work well. Nice half off pizza. And what's the playlist called again? Palm Trees?
Palm Trees and Bad Bitches. I might make it live one of these days. Finish it.
Oh, man, that's going to be great, man. DJ Steph Floss Mill, this is the Good Guys Podcast About Nothing, man. Big shout out to Bryson Tiller for rocking with us right here in Cleveland, man. See, yeah, come on, more artists. Y'all need to come to Cleveland, man. He's about to get up out of here, though. He's on that promo run. Anything you want to say before you go?
Man, yeah, Chap Soul, October 2nd. Let's get it.
Yes, sir.